happened to those people?
The people of the mist, they were called. No one knew where they came from. They had been there as long as anyone could remember, living unobtrusively in the great natural cavern formations of Squantatuchy Falls. And as time went on, they prospered and developed variations among themselves. And generations lay upon generation. Like the geological column itself, they rose through time. And then the Squantatuchypukians... there's something the matter with my headphones. It's like zapping what? Back and forth.
Oh, yeah?
Shoveling dirt.
And shoveling the air.
Shoveling dirt? Shoveling dirt.
I'll take a shovel full shoveling of your dirt for just a few song of good, honest American Yankee ingenuity.
It's really clean dirt. It doesn't have any germs. It's germ-free dirt.
Is that happening on purpose, is my question. The way this is slamming back and forth. It's like it's cutting in and out.
That's just open
not
sound.
Right.
It's not right.
That is
something...
You're speaking too close. Back away, Dr.
Some
House.
Some malfeasor.
Maybe Dr. House headphones.
Maybe so.
Expressing their displeasure.
My headphones are
to your ears.
Inferior. Yeah, it seems to matter if I fit them.
Could it be over the headphones?
Well, how did I
have
end
grown
up with these
headphones to your face? And now they're stuck
annoying
on the sides of
like
your head. I think you had those on.
You listening to this?
Yeah. Now, this is where we have the dots come in here. And they start scanning across the screen.
And this is a Turkish band named Sean Trell. And the best thing about the whole song is you're singing along.
Alongside
and the guy, everyone else says,
upgrade. In the arms of our own.
Upgrade.
Our universe lying next to the warm, small body of the other universe.
Do show dot 1.9.
And then slowly embracing
it.
Two realities become one. Easily melding.
I'm sure it's X-Day.
Without storm and drive.
On your board of
fire, volcanic eruption, the flows of lava, the rising of masses of scoriac rock.
In fact, what is the difference between a gauge and a gauge?
Apparently.
Dr. Hall, is that a question you've ever been asked in one of your performances?
Well, I have to check the master files on that one file.
Right now. I put up
we do have a records department.
X-Day 1998, where I was
so
on X-Day 1998.
G-U-A-G-E.
And this is X-Day.
A sub-genius wrote a comment under my little thing and said...
What's on G-Genius? Say on
I thought there were explosions. I thought they were going to be like...
Oh, but there will be explosions.
I said part one.
There will be many explosions.
Oh, there's one now.
Behold!
And the explosions kept riding down the hill.
And they blew up real good.
What? I must have been asleep.
Well, aside from the explosions and the pyrotechnics, another interesting reason to check all this out is the enormous...
The data dive,
where every pixel of information from the Stone Age
in the
to the present is kept in an eternal whirling repository.
You say data, I say data, let's take the whole day on.
This hasn't fixed the problem in my headphones. Oh,
you say potato.
I fled to British beasts.
I say bulldog.
And men have lost their reason. Oh, there, now it came
Let's
back.
Pay the whole
no,
thing
no,
off.
There it goes again. No. Why are you on a...
You say potato, I say frittata.
How about
Let's cut the whole thing up.
Cut off the eyes that would otherwise leer from the bulbous potato that's all too near. And now what do we have? It's
installed for us.
Are you sure you want to shut down your computer now? What's all this about shutting down your computer now?
Yeah, what is this? What is this questioning
thing going on? Yes, I don't want to shut down the computer.
A computer is supposed to answer questions, not ask questions.
I am an electronic computer. Wait a minute, this isn't...
Hey, I heard something.
You're not saying this is... Oh, it's the pit, and there we have Billy and the whole deal. Yes, it's out in the middle of Central City where Billy is wandering. Only he knows the extent of his crimes. She does go into the pit eventually. He made an obscene Aunt Bertha collage which he sent to the authorities. But it's being torn up by the Righteous Society for probity and purity. Meanwhile, he almost got made by a local agent.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Aunt Bertha's lurking nearby.
She's gonna kill. Kill.
There she is, gesticulating with her cane. Oh, wow, that's a bloody bang in the nose there.
I hope this is copyright-free video.
Yes, and remember, this is an anecdote being related in the 1970s.
They'll catch you with their special analyzer frequency shift.
No wonder the little bastard... Oh, there's Aunt Bertha now.
There.
Don't push so fast.
They'll see that waveform that corresponds to Aunt Bertha.
What we need is a waveform amplifier.
When you see Aunt Bertha on the screen.
Well, there she is. Isn't that astonishing? As big as life.
Oh, my God.
That was one of the most shocking movies ever to play during the 3 a.m. radio show.
The Pit was?
Yeah, it was. It had Aunt Bertha getting dumped. It had Billy crawling under the table looking up.
The dress, yes.
Yeah. It was just endlessly. Yeah, and the stupid people who would fall in the pit, who would not see a pit 10 feet in, who would walk toward it, run toward it, and just go, what now, Bill? Oh, Billy.
Well, isn't life like that?
What a wonderful movie. It's called The Pit, I guess.
The Pit, and there are monsters down in the bottom of the pit, you know, and they get you when he pushes Aunt Bertha in there. Oh, he's experimenting again.
Experiments with frogs. Ew.
They're
you can
toads.
Experiment with a frog at 8:45.
Oh, yeah.
That is a toad.
I mean, a toad. 4:42 toad.
Bufo.
He's eating the frog now.
Chewy.
I like that scene where Nurse Ratched eats the frog in the remake of
Ride the Toad.
Oh, here's that other scene.
The Toby Hooper version of...
That other scene. Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize this was this kind of...
Yeah, I was shocked.
Billy, get up from under there.
Everybody. Billy didn't do that with their governess.
He was diving.
That's no way to ask.
You pull Billy from under the table in the next scene. Dad's taking off. Hey, okay, Billy, see you later.
Billy, how'd I get? Yeah, take it.
Later for you, Billy. Much later.
Bill, you're a man now. You have to take care of your mother.
You've earned this, son.
I see ya.
What an asshole.
So Channel X delivers again. Billy, is that Billy's sister or Billy's mom?
They're doing nude yoga right there in this incisive hard
night. This is absolutely extraordinary.
Yes, this scene is necessary.
There goes 420 guy on the screen.
This is the hardest thing to face.
What is?
This movie. This is the hardest thing you'll ever have
to face. She's in her lingerie.
Look, we're seeing
her. Holy cow, did you see that shot? My God, that was racy.
Oh my gosh.
That guy has such a little Morlock haircut. He's like an automaton.
He's got a Morlock face, too.
He's like one of the children of the damned. With that little blonde bowl cut and staring eyes.
He's not quite that bad. He's more like the children of the darned.
But then from his eyes down, he's like a redneck with a long face, a protuberant teeth, and a slack jaw, and a recessive chin. rustic children of Kallikak.
You know, we could ride it out to that big pit I discovered out in the forest. I looked down there, and there was something I couldn't tell whether it
Beckman
was a big
Beckman sounds remarkably familiar.
He's trying to convince this little girl to go to the pit with him.
For a half a candy bar.
Half a candy bar for me?
Whoa! There he went. Oh, that destroyed the girl's bike.
Oh, no.
No.
Billy, you shall die a death, a horrible death.
That Billy can't keep from disgracing himself.
Billy was distraught.
A few minutes.
He was strung out. He was...
and now they discover beneath his bed the porno magazine.
Subgenius Star magazine.
Pull it out, and look what Billy had under his bed.
Under his bed was the Subgenius Stark Fist first, second, third.
If you take the Stark Fist and you turn...
And now the girls are running in their shorts.
Second and third issues by using just the top
giant leering close-up of Billy's face that fills the entire screen, we see these live girls running.
Some of the raunchiest porno available.
Now he's throwing food to the monsters in the pit.
You'll be in the blowhole.
See, this is as seen through monster vision. This is what their eyes look. And there they are. They're the monsters.
Here, I'll have mine. Billy, please.
Hey, what happened? Oh, there. The girls are still in their shorts, and now they're running through the park. Jogging. Look at them, so wild and free.
Look, there's one of these performers. Performer's names is Suppository.
Suppository Jones. Everybody knows him.
Suppository spelling.
He's a great American.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I'll find out.
I've become happy that the 70s are behind us.
It's not torture.
A terrible time for...
No, our lawyers have gone over it with a fine...
Meanwhile, Billy has been released from the reformatory.
You don't intend to torture.
Now he's sitting on the steps of Juvenile Hall. The little lad
is
roundly chastised by the authority. But now he still plots in the hatches.
Let's put him over here on this little. Let's put him over here on this hot seat and make him hold these
nice close-ups of huge fletches of meat being prepared by meat saws.
They really hate that. All the
meat. So, what's on the program for this weekend?
What is on the program for this weekend? What's happening socially in this world?
Oh, there's a bunch.
You
want
to do that thing?
That thing and the thing?
The thing and the thing? It would be cool.
It would be
there
cool.
There are, the Yard Dogs are playing, and then there's a, Freddie Price concert that follows that. It's possible to see them both at the same time. A circus showcase performance with Cameron McHenry on the trapeze. Other things. I don't think the Laughing Squid Party is this week. That may be next week or something. I don't know. You don't know.
They don't know?
Well... it is possible to know. You simply have to gather your wits.
Oh, yeah.
And try to figure it out.
Okay. I'll do that over here.
Then relieve yourself. Would you do that? For you.
After I do the hand thing.
The listener. Do the hand thing and then relieve yourself.
The hand thing.
Still doing the hand thing?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's the whole thing.
You make my heart sing.
St. John, great days, great stuff.
Oh, I wish these headphones would be able to
flip out hood. Legs and wheelchair stuff.
Reminds me of that time we were in that dream. With that guy. That guy.
That guy. Oh, that guy.
Remember that? I know you don't remember it, but if your dream was similar to my dream, then you
life
might have had a similar
a
construct that...
His life
elements would
be a dream.
Relatively corollary. We could take those elements out, put them on a chart, project their, extrapolate where they'll be at this point in time tomorrow.
And that's a way of avoiding one's doom?
Yeah, we can avoid our own doom We can't avoid someone else's doom, potentially, but we can't
avoid our own. I don't even think you can avoid your own. It can come at you like a train, and you can see it coming in the distance.
That'll be somebody else's doom that got confused with you.
Seems as if it
already avoided your own.
Isn't even moving, but then suddenly at the very last it looms up and comes at an enormous, sickening speed.
The train?
Yes.
The doom?
The doom train.
Doom train.
That sounds like a movie that's waiting to be made.
That hellbound train.
The doom train.
That would work.
Doom train.
Get on board.
Get on board.
Doom train.
Doom train. Nothing can stop it.
Where does
that hellbound train
ride? Oh, I was going to ask. Where does the doom train go?
Stops in Yonkers, Spuyten Duyvil, Hastings-on-Hudson, Albany.
On its hellbound train ride, it'll be stopping at Yonkers and those other spots that Dr. Brown mentioned.
And Hades.
But it ends up in hell, in the deepest part.
The fiery pit of Abaddon.
It's Erebus. A long ride down there, though. You've got some time to, you know, sit back and relax and go to the dining car, have a few drinks. Visit with your friends.
They've
it's a leisurely ride.
Devil's food cake.
Once you get past the point of no return, it goes pretty fast. But prior to that point, it's a leisurely.
In the dining car, they give you a spoon, a knife, and a pitchfork.
But the lady is in the dining car, the devil is.
The devil is in the details.
Yes. The beautiful.
It's the work of Satan himself.
Here comes the demon from the pit to greet you at the point of no return, where they'll give you your indoctrination kit.
And your certificate.
And your big bucket of grease.
The demon code is very specific.
Wait, let me get this straight. First there are pleasure saucers, now there are pleasure trains.
Well, there are.
This happens all the time. This doesn't have anything to do with
it. It's after the landing at the Port Authority Terminal. The saucers land after
they already be there.
They take off.
So it doesn't make any difference if this stuff happens.
To the pigs awaiting.
If a picture is worth a thousand words, then I can.
They just couldn't summon up enough nerve to take that little pamphlet. That one pamphlet that crazy guy gave him that one time, and one that
Revelation
something about it made it sort of stick to their hand. They couldn't quite pull it away. It had the eye-catching appeal.
Conductor,
you're the conductor on this.
Conductor, I was supposed to get off this trip on Hudson.
The audio fidelity on
this is even over-modulating on the phone. You're on the hellbound train, and you've got the conductor's
I can't hear
job.
This caller.
By the time this train gets connected,
her voice is all fuzzed out, like a fuzz-tone guitar. I can't hear what she's saying.
She thinks it's going to be too late if this train makes it all the way to Schenectady. It doesn't have to get to the point of no return.
Willoughby, sir. Willoughby.
But haven't we already been to Willoughby?
But since all this hell stuff,
this train only goes to Willoughby.
Yeah, the hill is the last stop on the hellbound train.
Satan's Mountain.
She did make a good point, though.
The maggots in Satan's
Cloven
Hoofville.
You may already be
fairly close to the end of the line. But then there is the famous walled city of beasts with its red-hot iron gates, the massive introductory arch leading into the infernal regions, and the vestibule, the lengthy fire waterfall of Acheron, and the plain of ice wherein the giants and Satan are eternally entombed. All these available in our excursion ticket if you go to the end of the line.
I don't want to go on the hell train no more.
No return tickets available, sorry.
Last year they had big bonfires and
tickets, please.
Beer balls for all the attendees.
This car will be decoupled and shunted to a siding. It's probable that you need to go to
the next
car. I just work
you'll
here,
think,
son.
You'll
just
think hell on. Is a
you
pleasure
need,
ride.
Need help with your luggage?
Sidetrack of the
Porter,
train.
Make sure his bags are off this train.
Where we'll live in the dump of hell. It's not just
all
hell, but it's hell's dump.
All forsaken little whistle stop in the middle of...
Yes.
Elk Horn, Nevada.
This is where hell puts its trash. And you'll be inside of it.
And here it comes.
This is it. This is it. Glory Station. This is it. This is it. This is it. I found a place that's wild enough for me. Where the land's untamed and open on the lonesome lone prairie. I will fight the savage Injuns. Take a claim and pan for gold.
They're really kind of like monsters.
I will ride for law and order with the daring and the bold.
Heavy.
So yippee-yi-yip and coyote-yo.
Heavy dude ray guns and space helmets.
Where the coyote wails on the desert.
Heavy dude.
The red man hunts the buffalo. Where the life is rugged and they laugh at pain. I'll buy me a ticket and I'll go by train and get off somewhere on the western plain before I get to Sacramento.
No, you see, you'll never get to Sacramento. You get to Schenectady and you get to the hell end stop before you ever get to Sacramento.
The hell I do. I can get off this train anytime I want. I'm an American. A free
you
white.
You were an American.
What do you mean?
You're not an American anymore.
You can't disenfranchise
an
American?
No, you don't disenfranchise, but when you came across
just
the border...
Just because passing across the border of death, one's bones and remains are
citizen.
Still 100% American rotting protoplasm.
You became a citizen of hell.
A citizen of the infernal regions.
The citizen of evil.
Regions of sorrow.
The
doleful shades where peace and rest can never
those
dwell.
Hideous places
hope
you don't
never
want
comes
to look.
That comes to all but torture
smelly,
without end
still
urges and a fiery deluge
fetid,
fed with ever-burning
places.
Sulfur unconsumed
the brimstone of evil the stench of pain.
Here they come. Hurry, hide behind this rock.
Yeah, what rock? Oh, that rock, yeah, okay, yeah.
We're touching, it's hot.
Everything's hot here.
I noticed that.
Oh, a firefall. Watch out.
And all we have are these sweaty little loincloths to wear.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying not to look at that. These firing.
It's hideous.
These things are rather spectacular in their way.
I'm trying not to look at you as well.
It's like
a train wreck. You can't avoid it.
It's not even like there's light, but rather a darkness visible.
If you have your own badge,
at least I've got my certificate and my passport. But I think the driver's license is going to expire on my birthday this year.
This isn't my passport.
Well, I never said it was. This is my passport.
This isn't me. In fact, you don't look like you anymore.
Well, I've been scarred and melted over 1,000 times. How am I supposed to look like my natural-born self?
You look beautiful.
This suffering soul has trod the coals of Hades for many a lustrum and epicycle.
Are you about to be a father, Dr. Hall?
I am a father of errors and a breeder of lies.
I wondered what that was.
Yes.
So that's what you call it.
To spread misinformation with malice. For the purpose of confounding and confusing the human
race.
That's
so true. A poorly constructed lie is half as ineffectual as the truth.
A disseminator of meretricious evil, percolating up from the black bottom of time's burned coffee urn. Yes.
Actually, it's a poorly constructed lie as often as
in Satan's ultimate victory.
Said by said famous person.
Oh, Prince. Oh, Chief of
you
many
wanna?
Throne
yeah,
powers.
I want to
hear Satan's
ultimate victory?
War.
Yeah.
Under
okay,
thy
here.
Conduct.
Is this our ultimate? This is Sejanus' ultimate victory.
And in dreadful deeds,
Satan's ultimate victory.
Endangered heaven's perpetual king and put to proof his high supremacy.
I think this should be the new theme song of the show.
Me too, it's all happy and everything.
Did you see the movie this came from? This
hilarious.
You kids get off my lawn.
Yeah, man. I've watched it probably 4 or 5 times.
I'm going to call the police.
So it's ridiculous.
If you brats don't get off the lawn, I'm not kidding. I'm going to come down there and tan your can.
Was this the second Brady movie or the first one?
All right, I warned him. I warned him.
Many hits. I like pop songs. I like Monkees and these people.
These people, they have no respect. They're out on the lawn at all hours. Right now, it's the wee hours of the morning.
And then you add the bad dancing, the extra special color rendition. Can't you hear?
It's wonderful.
It is really.
To be happy now, I just can't
stay inside.
I always
want to do a video for it.
Well, they did a remake of it for the movie remake. So you've got all the actors doing this as well.
Right.
On the stage, you know. And it was like
at the great contest.
At the great contest.
I would stop. That's one of the few shows I would watch with you. Just like,
it was so
interaction in the families and the things that were important to them, and people kind of strolled through and talked and then went on.
They did a really good. They pulled that off. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. Real American problem.
Yeah. I just imagine the pitch for that movie too. It's like, what if the Bradys were real and you just put them in a modern day American city and had them interacting with real people?
Real people like Shelley.
You know, like they were playing touch football in their AstroTurf yard.
Paul Anka.
Like we
and the dad
weird
could
Allie
only design this one design. You know, it looked like a Shell service station from 1963.
Now, did any of this really happen, or was it all a febrile imagining of the past few minutes?
I'm dreaming.
I took a hit in 72
and never exhaled.
St. Petersburg.
Yeah. Never let it out.
I don't know if I can do anything for this, but I diagnose mild obfuscatosis.
Never let it out.
And I prescribe...
Because if you let it out, it might never get back in.
2.5 grains of Dametol.
Yes.
And you'll
relax. That's the perfect combination.
Into a...
Dametol and alcohol.
Simulacrum of sleep, because as you know, in hell there's no real sleep. But
no,
this
there's
is
only the part of
pharmaceutically induced fake sleep is the best we can do, and I will waive the usual fee for this introductory
horrible
session.
Stuff that you can't even say on the
just
radio.
Gulp it down. Don't complain.
Oh,
about
it's
it.
Just so.
There you go, and now you'll see pretty colors, and you'll dance and sing.
Oh, everything's better now.
Yes.
This is what it's like in the...
Suffused with a golden glow.
In the future.
Yes, these hellfires are actually the scintillant sparkle of 1,000 gems.
And Big Brother will take care
and this underground world is not a superheated torture chamber, but a mineral wonderland, sparkling like a giant geode with 1,000 crystalline surfaces, beckoning you forward through unusual angles into outre dimensions and universes that lie alongside our own.
Are you going in for your back waxing
but
again?
With eternal longing. For the embrace of a warm body.
I think it's
going to
work
body.
This time. Wax your back.
Let's watch.
Okay, let's watch. Here's where they pick up speed.
Right there they go, under the blistering, burning hot wax machine. This is an incredible ordeal.
Unbelievable.
The blistering, burning hot wax machine.
They couldn't do it if they weren't...
They fully bonded and insured.
More than 3 feet tall.
Well, they are sort of bent over hobgoblins or urchins of some kind.
If you bring your own bags, it's a good thing. Bring your
they
own
can certainly throw their backs into it.
If they ask you, paper or plastic, say,
well, it's a beautiful day here.
Jerk.
Many people jostling forward for a better view, as you can see.
You don't have to say
it's quite
you jerk.
A popular event today. Hurtling hunchbacks are about to set a new world record for small people made to go fast in a hurry. Let's get a big close-up of that. Oh, there it is. See, such an emotional moment, and we're here to capture it for you. We're going to be back in just 1 minute after this commercial message, and then we're going to take you down into the pit to speak to some of the victims there. So we'll be right back after this word from Chunky.
Yeah.
And in other news...
Ever sailed down the Amazon with a giant Chunklets chocolate bar for company?
What's really cool is right now there's
Chunklets contains 87% of fossilized, desiccated Rutabaga stems.
And they're about to do it. They're charming each other. And they're not doing any music.
Chocolate-like covering. A thin coating.
Oh, really?
Nougat.
You know, the laughter.
Library-grade rubber cement.
They were seducing each other.
On the air.
So make your next candy.
Whoever you are.
They do that at Cadillac. A lot.
And a lot. That's what Cadillac's all about. Every chocolate, you can receive a free prehistoric monster. A plastic dinosaur from America's past.
I don't know what happened.
Do it today.
Well,
and always eat a Chunklets bar.
I'm going to change the tape and then, we'll start side two at 4 o'clock.
Okay,
side two.
Roll.
Coming up as soon as we introduce the show to
Q Ocean.
The
in five. Start. Well, here we are at the beach. Glad I brought my shovel and pail and. Actually, this
totally different
tablecloth
totally different.
Is even better than the beach blanket you might think, Alec Bob. Over here there's somebody who fishes, and they left these buckets overturned. I like to sit on them, and then I can also pin down the edge of... No, you're not looking. Look, I can pin edge of my blanket this way. With a couple of these buckets.
And those are pans?
They're buckets.
Those are...
They're overturned buckets. Don't you understand?
That's my screwdriver. That's my toothbrush.
Last one in is a rotten Albon.
Don't use my toothbrush to scrub your shoes.
I'm guilty for getting at the beach.
That's better to bring that perfect back from the dead. From the dead parts of hell. You've got to bring her back.
Come on, I'm trying to enjoy my virtual day at the beach. Don't remind me that I'm in hell.
Cartoons at the start at the house are really stupid.
Snoopy.
Hey,
Snoopy,
what the?
And Ruby.
Did you ever think what the face value of your face was?
I don't know. I've lost so much face over the years.
It's
no, I'm not kidding. I'm not having a face off.
I'm going to let you save your face now.
I'd like to save face.
You can save face.
In most situations, but... Being a scapegrace, I can no longer save me face from disgrace.
Hey, is this the face place?
Where we no, this isn't. Yeah, we were talking about my face.
This is where
face,
we identify
Ace.
What station we're on.
That station, was BFA 94.1 FM.
What's
some kind of ID?
KZFR 90.1.
You mean 94.1?
Oh, up there is 90.1.
Oh, 90.1. Oh, up in Chico.
And don't forget the internet.
At the
interwebs and the internet.
Yes.
Is that and from Frank Chu with the S?
What?
Or is that long before
that's,
that?
That's long before that.
Because he says that occasionally. I think it's really cute. I love the new tradition of how everything stops when he comes in. That's wonderful. Because we're going along with BAM. We have to go with the guy. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, it makes it easier, doesn't it?
I think it
does make it easier. Certainly for him.
For him.
Because he's very simple about it.
Yeah. He comes up and he does his thing.
Oh, what is the Frank Chu event again? That's a ministry. There's some... That's one of the few things I did think about.
Yeah, that is happening. I
would love to go to that because he's such a character. Partly because there will also be like 30 Frank Chu in
the first 20 minutes.
All these people dressed up like Frank Chu, and they all have signs like Frank Chu.
That would be hilarious.
It's a thing.
Are you familiar with the Acme Chew Master?
Yeah, I've been out there and made my own Frank Chew sign there.
Oh, great. And then you get to keep the picture.
And
right?
Then I kept the picture.
Yeah.
Good show!
It took me a minute to figure out how to get the picture. Getting the picture was harder than I thought. But I got it.
You had to fight the internet webs?
I had to fight the webs.
The interweb fought back like a infuriated octopus.
Like a beaten old champ trying to make it back one more time. One more day of glory. One more day of glory in the sun, basking in the radiance of their former
life.
Lying by the river
in
the
sun. Actually, I had the only brother moment of my whole life in Arkansas. Sterno's driving, and I look over as they're going over a bridge, and there's the Allman Brothers show.
And chocolate, almond, and
three or four guys, and then right behind them is a line of younger guys playing the same exact
note.
The drummer. Everybody's got like the carbon copy younger guy.
Uh-huh.
I'll make two carbons of that.
Oh, because you look down to the pavilion or whatever. It was like seeing Spinal Tap. Kind of like
don't put the carbon paper facing the wrong way.
At that very moment, didn't Sterno's dad truck them or something?
Sterno's dad, was the main roadie for. I don't know if it was the Allman Brothers or was it the Black Oak, Arkansas?
Yeah,
man,
worst case of Black Oak, Arkansas I ever saw.
You're driving with Sterno, and he'll point out that's Black Oak, Arkansas ranch.
Yeah, well, they have a town in Arkansas called Black Oak that those guys were from. Jim Dandy Mangrum, remember him?
That was great stuff. Yeah.
Jim Dandy to the Rescue and Old Uncle Lijah. He had an interesting singing style.
See, I was listening to this kind of stuff at the same time, but no, this is before that, right?
This is so 1960s.
Yeah, this is
early
60s.
Early 60s, yeah.
The Vogues. Yeah. Still a neat one for a tape. A modern day version.
Several people redid this song.
A million people. This is the one that I remember the most.
Yeah.
But don't worry, it's not 5 o'clock. Sorry.
Yeah, so not yet. We haven't gotten up there to 5 o'clock.
Look, you can see Philo's soul up on that hill.
Oh, look at that. It looks sort of like a
lung.
The
yodel part is what makes that song.
The
yodel
part?
The yodel.
The yodeling soul. Exactly. When they yodel that.
He may be a yeoman.
To make sure the officer records are updated according to the.
Could be. He's a yeoman.
In the Hall of Records, Officer Morgan will show you where you can access all the court cases of the past, everything that hasn't been retracted or redacted.
And so, and they would like,
it's still there.
That's how they got their name. They'd get them all assembled, they'd go, yo! That's where yo came from, the expression yo.
Yeah.
Came from when the yeomen were actually a
position. See, you learn things on this show, you never think you learn things on this show.
Right. But we say, we're constantly spilling the facts out here. It's just...
Facts.
There's just one fact after another that we interpret a new way.
The facts machine is broken.
We dust it off. We put a little face on it.
Oh, a face on it.
We tickle it under its chin.
Look at that little emoticon
We put a little talcum powder on its little tissue.
Isn't that precious?
We send it out the door.
It's adorable.
To meet the world as a new thing.
Don't come back if you haven't got the money.
That's our job.
We'll be rooting for you.
We do that for you, the listener.
Yeah, it
helps. So that when you go outside in the morning and you see these new things, you can
teach you how to swim by throwing you into the deep end of the pool.
I know that's because of the show.
Whee! Whack, 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 whack. Back in the old West, they knew a thing or two about child rearing.
Hey,
they didn't have them
psychologists
that they have now. Let's go to the Bear Butt Ranch and see how they raise those youngins. Well, it looks like little Timmy's
it's a good
got
thing,
a
too. It's
couple
a good thing. I gave
bears
my advice.
Full of sassafras and scorpions.
Yeah.
Oh, that must seem like
that.
I know the checks are.
You know,
I'd be embarrassed.
But it seems that Dad's unlimbering his belt because he's got to take Junior out to the woodshed, and I'll not drive.
Junior, I'll take a chaperone with you and your union steward.
Sorry, old chaperone. This is one he's going to go alone.
I can't believe in the future the children have become unionized in the
families. He's an air pilot. He's going to dodge
and the parents are taking pot shots at the kids again. Because just because they're unionized.
Climb aboard his ship, a Gloucester Gladiator, and take off into a headwind.
Yes, it's the United Children's Union. They've aggregated their resources.
The black shadow floating over the airfield.
This is their... Oh, look, they made a mess.
And there it goes, making a huge mess, leaving the aerodrome behind as it flies to the north.
They're going to take apart that big old aerodrome over in San Mateo.
And I wish they wouldn't, but...
I guess they're going to take the cladding off and leave the gigantic skeleton. And I'm, of course, hoping that somebody, I'm sure they are somewhere, is going to do a time-lapse of that.
A giant skeleton?
Why are they just going to leave the skeleton?
Well, because the cladding has all kinds of horrible, really old... It's like a big old...
Which was actually known as...
Lead. It's got lead.
The Colossus of Poison.
From the 20s, 30s.
Yeah. When we used to make things out of poison back then.
So it's like hugely bad. And
constructed around an artificial skeleton.
Yeah, now we make things that don't work, but they don't hurt you.
It's composed of human bone.
And you have to reapply them every 20 minutes.
Enormous size.
Yeah.
House paint.
It itself was... in technical
but your
terms,
house paint will change the shape of your house.
Revenant.
And your house is made out of plastic.
Zombie.
Now, so it doesn't make any difference.
Giant living
corpse. You don't really even have to paint it anymore. That's why we bought those vinyl houses.
As tall as the cathedral in Fiume.
That was before we find out the vinyl was poison.
The vinyl frontier or the vinyl season?
I wish we could go back to the 80s, you know.
To Haiti? Oh, the 80s. Oh, no, not the 80s. Ronald Reagan.
Go back to Hades.
Isn't this like... Huey Newton and the Ludes?
Yes, I'm afraid so, but...
It's on this one, yeah.
You know, it's a dying industry, the Huey Lewis and the Newton.
1986 or something, right?
On which one? Which one is that? Which one? Which one is that?
It's a compilation of, like, cool little songs from that thing, like background songs.
Well, let's see what other songs they got.
Yeah, I was in a Night Train. I didn't realize that was on. That was
you might build your own band on this show, right? If you want to, we'll let you... We'll have a... Okay, if you dial right now at 518-484-425, if you're a drummer, you can bring drums if want to. And come on, give us a call here at the show. We're going to put together a band this time. If you've got a good name for a band, call at the show and give us your band name. Whatever your band name you decide, that's what we're going to call it. So you call the show, tell us what the band name is at 1-510-848-4425. In the 510 area code. I said 510, but you can say 510, it's okay. But call the show and tell us what the name of our band that we're going to put together. You could be the drummer if you want to.
848-4425.
You could be the guitarist. You could be the You could be the tuba player. You could be the kazoo player if you want. We don't care what instrument you play, as long as you bring the instrument. Now, the instrument that you play can't involve any pain of another human.
Wow.
Certain animals may be acceptable. You've got to bring your own pain-making sound device, though. We will not supply any instruments. Whatever your instrument of destruction or pleasure may be, please, carry it with care. And don't try this at home.
Wait,
without the supervision of a trained, authorized care personnel. Person.
So I guess you'd call it a hole in one?
I'd call it a holistic in one.
Homeopathic?
A homeopathic, holistic hole.
And in our ashram, no one has to go home.
And
you can stay there and meditate all the livelong day.
And even the holes are not empty, they're filled with love.
On your little mat, which you have to bring yourself.
It may appear...
That's Gilligan's Ashram at 7249 La Junca Boulevard.
We'll be there waiting for you.
And
the first cup of rice is free.
The hot springs are very...
hot springs.
This is a list of our goods.
Are there hot springs in Petrolia? Yes, of course.
Services.
Hot springs everywhere.
Spoing.
You could say we're
from an old mattress, and they were lying in the sun, so they were cold. So, that was the extent of it, really.
And I'm
what's all that jazz over there?
All that jazz hand stuff. They're doing jazz hands over there.
Yeah, what's with the hand?
I think the automatic hand dryer broke down, so they're trying to dry their
what
hands
is that
in
gesture?
The air.
Oh,
Robert, fine
it's
your nose hair.
It's called Jazz Hands.
Okay, that's the name of our band, Robert, sign your nose hair?
No, Robert Ply in your nose face.
Robert Ply in your nose
Robert
face.
Bly, the,
Robert
the
Ply,
the American
in
poet.
Your nose face.
Or
I'm not sure that is quite
how about,
a simple.
How about Frantic?
I think there is a Frantic already.
The title of the Harrison Ford Roman
Robert Bly. Now, if we just spell
yeah,
Robert.
That's the one I think with that. He's on a rooftop, right?
Frantic.
And your nose
frantic,
face.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
he's
Captain
frantic.
Brian,
in a French rooftop.
It is frantic. And he is frantic.
And I like it. I like it. It's got a ring to it.
Hey.
Robert Bly and your nose face.
Yeah. Bly, 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 bly.
Or Captain Bly.
I like Robert better.
I do, too.
But only if you spell it R-O-B-T.
Hey, you know what you and I have in common? We both had Mattel Fanner 50s.
Robot Bly.
Really? I had a Fanner 50.
I had two.
Yeah, I remember the old Fanner 50.
Give me two.
And I had my picture taken with him with the girl, the brownies.
With Robert Bly.
Did you wear them across so that you could had to draw from the other side?
I'm looking
nope.
for my lost cross, boss.
Did you get where you could fan them pretty well?
Yeah.
Go through a whole roll of caps?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the good old days.
Yeah, then I got a sledgehammer.
Yeah, I did that
private
once.
Private eye.
Eventually, if you were into caps, we used to really, you know, the gun wouldn't do it, the hammer would.
Yeah.
MC Hammer, you mean?
Hey, let's just blow the gun off. Let's just buy rolls of caps and just fire them all off with a hammer.
And then what?
I used to hang my model airplanes that I made plastic and styrene and glue from the trees over the creek.
You'd hang your model airplanes
right.
under what now? You're trying
you
to
tree
breaking
over
up.
The creek.
Did you blow them up?
Creek?
Yeah,
I not only blew them up, but I kept a log with my best friend of how far the pieces went. We would measure and then try to get farther each time we blew them up.
And you tried to count for all
Navy
the pieces and then log all the pieces as if you were going
to
forensically reassemble it.
We were so involved, man.
Well,
to turn back
my brother and I had a couple. We used to like to fill the model cars. We'd build the model cars so that the wheels would roll. Then we'd roll them down the driveway and
with
fill them
glue
with
in them.
We'd fill them with any kind of flammable. We tried all kinds of flammable liquids so that we could have like little Molotov cocktails. Where they'd roll down and start to burn, and then they would blow up by the time they got to the end. That was the whole idea.
Right. We did the same thing.
Sometimes it was just fun, like just to melt the end of the car, but leave the other end intact, and so you had like a beautiful looking front end with a blob at the end of it, you know? That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
Until I did that over my mom's bedspread. She didn't like it.
Yeah, we had a Polaris submarine my brother got that was the same thing, and I can remember still see it going down the road.
That kind of trouble is called
battery
a
operated motor.
Inevitable.
We put a layer of firecrackers down and a whole bunch of flammables. So
yeah. A layer of firecrackers.
The firecrackers never went off because the thing just melted around it as it went a mile down the road, just smoking.
Yeah.
Once
that plastic starts to smoke, you can see those fumes are just like, don't be anywhere near it. It's like if you accidentally take a whiff.
Yeah, the many law enforcement and fire people were called, so we got to hide in the bushes.
The law enforcement.
Don't
who
like
did that
plastic.
I
really stinks the house up.
Billy and Jimmy, get them.
Do you remember the early Channel 3 cartoons?
Where's
Colonel
Channel
Bleep?
3?
Colonel Bleep.
Yeah, from like 1956, 57.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
What city?
It was Sacramento.
Oh, see, none of us are from here.
Now we were all latecomers to the Bay Area.
Well, no, my history is here, but it's we're all not here then.
And he had an island on longitude zero latitude. It was called 00 Island.
Wow.
Where Colonel Bleep
went.
Wait, he took little kids there?
Is that in the middle of the ocean
seen
somewhere?
Again.
I don't know if I like this
Colonel
show.
They never came back from Colonel Bleep's island.
Did they
what did Bleep stand for? That's why.
Yeah.
They had to bleep it out.
Well, because it was the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 bleep.
Oh, okay. I still think there's a secret meaning behind that bleep that that hypnotize the kids into doing things. You probably have auto-suggestion cues in you that you don't even remember.
Double trouble on Diamond Island.
Captain Sacco came after that, so he was
Who was after him?
Captain Sacco.
I was in Houston listening to Cadet Don back then.
Cadet Don, wow.
And Mr. Caboose.
He had
this is getting worse.
Well,
no kidding. This has really gone down now.
Yeah, I know. It's,
why
do
we have
energy,
to bring
where
our,
did it go?
Cartoon, childhood cartoon shows into it.
Well,
we
out
were speeding
of a
along.
Belated hope that one might see those shows again one more time.
Well, the only show I want to see
to see early bird cartoons.
You do want to see Robert Bly in your nose face, right?
Yes.
What instrument are you going to play in this band?
Are they opening for
Well, I play a piano, but I can't bring one, so I'll bring my trombone or my ukulele.
Okay, so ukulele, I think, is appropriate.
Or my clown horn.
Wrong horn?
That's, clown horn is pretty good.
All right.
You sound a little bit like Clarabelle.
Okay, I'll take that.
Okay. All right. Now let's. Okay.
You got the job.
We have a drummer now. We got a drummer. We have a name. That's we're already like, 15% into the band now. We need to have a couple more members. Some more instruments. Of course, I think I'll do lead vocals.
I got a conga.
Man, you're like a multi-instrumentalist.
He's multitasking. He's multitasking.
Can bring drums if won't do.
You've got a trombone.
That is the trombone in his body.
And your horn.
Blow your own horn, will you?
Dr. Hal, did you say something about a bone in your body?
I said he didn't have a trombone in his body. It is extra somatic.
So you could say he doesn't have a mean bone in his body,
right? Man's ingenious devices to extend his own abilities and reach.
Is that how you do it, Dr. Hal? You extend your reach?
A man's reach, Philo, must exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for?
I have also a metal valve.
Metal what?
In his head. He's got a metal valve
metal
in his
valve
head.
It's a magnetic. Watch out.
Head.
That's a powerful magnet.
Right
now, when you have that metal valve in your head and you get a cold and you blow your nose, is it caused like the exhaust
all that valve
software. Brainospheres.
Brainospheres.
That's where the show goes.
Or do you even take a rendezvous check later and say, I'll come back for the bill?
I'd better lie down and take a pill.
I'll be back. I'll be back for the bill later.
Now, I'm watching the brainosphere.
Please prepare my bill.
It feels so good to be horizontal.
I almost hate this brainosphere. We have to return it to the caller.
Oh, I don't know why we have to clean up his damn mess.
Oh. It's Philo calling. Says if Michael Pepe's on the next show, you can count him out.
Philo's filled up.
Philo, what?
Here's the check box. Check this box. Just check a box.
Check a box. That's my new band.
Check a box.
Check a box.
I'm going to write that down under Robert Bly.
You owe me a dollar then. I mean, furiously wash this brain with anything.
Wash it off. Wash it off. You got to wash that brain right out of my pants.
There, it's all better.
And that wouldn't be a good idea, would it?
Wash that brain right out of my pants.
Wash your brain
you
right
wash
out of
that
your
brain right
yep. Don't
out
do
of my
don't
pants.
Do it. Don't do it.
Don't
just
let
a suggestion.
Brain
now, what's
wash
the name of that band?
Just a serving suggestion. That's the band.
You said
serving
that
suggestion.
Serving suggestion.
Yeah.
Serving suggestion. That's a solid good name.
Check a box.
Ideal for a family band? Of
check a
eat.
Box.
Or you could call yourself.
Man, you're cranking them out tonight, yeah. Muslim.
This yeah. Economy.
Check okay. A box.
Well, believe Chickapee. It or not. I'm also a beautiful electric from 1969.
You asked me to believe it or not, but it's something about a lecture.
No, I said I'm a Universal Life Church minister.
And so am I.
And so am I.
From 1969?
I was ordained in 1969.
Oh,
no,
right.
I was ordained in 1979.
Wow.
Still, that's still early enough to be appropriately certified. Unlike the Johnny Come Latelys who did not achieve
true certification. It may have been 80. I have to check my card. Actually, I carry it with me always just in case someone asks me to perform a marriage.
I wonder if I've got one of those cards.
Well, I've done four marriages.
I think I'll just look in my wallet. Oops, the call is coming in. Now, remember,
here's my
I'm not
card
here.
Pile.
Anybody from
look.
The
somebody's
got to
get the phone. It's 848-4425. in the 510 area.
My original minister card from the Church of the Set Genius.
I don't think I've got anything like that, but I
better ask you about that. My original credentials.
That's a very cool one. You should have that one laminated.
And of course, don't forget, go with the winner, J.R. Bob Dobbs. The Saint of Sales can show you the way to increased profit margin and higher sales.
Gosh, how can I get one of those cards?
That's on the back of the 1982 Pro Football Schedule.
Well, this allows you.
Insurance card.
This card allows you to make Xerox copies of the library.
Philo Drummond's Overman Wallet.
But my wallets are going crazy. Chambers, which I will now explore.
You do have your universal
breaking news.
I don't know. I'm looking through my wallet to see what I've got. But the
he's accessing both.
Is deep, and my father's house has many mansions.
That was typed on Doug Smith's old typewriter.
I still have one.
I've got a couple of phones.
Here's the new card, but I don't like it as much.
It's stupid.
I think I will have this one laminated, though. I'm afraid.
Where the?
I kind of like the way the edges are worn.
And over here, I've got an ATM card.
The lamination ruins the thing. Got to put it in a little tiny frame.
A Cala Foods, a club card.
Cool.
Safeway. Still nothing really as cool as you've got. I'm going to pull out some more of this stuff.
I did that just so people would go, wow.
We did.
Because I'm really into wow.
Makes
me feel more important.
Okay, I got a 3 minutes.
I had this whole thing about, you know.
And we're applying the electricity to the little brain.
A Safeway free gas card.
It'll probably be okay.
I forgot I had that.
I had a Safeway free gas card, but it's only good for a little while. Seems like it goes bad after a while. Safeway free gas card. It's like you get it from a store and it's got a shelf life or something on it.
Well, now that is most peculiar. I suppose it's already expired then. What a boomer.
So I've got to get a new fire permit now.
Fire permit, eh?
You know, the state of California only gives you a fire permit through the 31st of the year. If you buy one, you need to always buy it in January because it's a better deal than if you buy it in December.
Okay, I got it.
Because it's only good for 1 month.
Coffee bean and tea leaf.
Isn't that crazy?
Pink drink card.
That's a very inefficient
system.
Lost
weekend video card.
But who would expect anything less from the state government?
And why do they do this?
A discount admission ticket to the Red Vic movie house.
Yep, because we can. That's why
United Airlines Mileage Plus card.
It keeps me from setting fires to anything anytime I want.
Yellow cab, but it's just so I can dial them up.
So did you say something about going to see Pearl Jam?
About time clock shop. You know, I found a better place to repair
my. You're
going to
go see Pearl Jam?
No way. That was Man of the Hour I was playing.
Your video.
Old Pearl Jam song from what, like 1885?
Hey, it's my broadcast license, so I'm glad I found
because
that.
There you go. You need that. See, now I just use my Universal Life Church.
I'm still not finding my Universal Life Church.
Me to broadcast legally.
Here's Art Tag Mafia.
My Church of the Subgenius card allows me almost anything.
Really?
Yeah, I can do anything with that card. I'm perfectly fine with the medical marijuana thing with my Subgenius card. Anything that you have to pay a fee for, I don't have to pay because I have my Subgenius card. Now that's nice. He's got his famous Monsters Club. That is nice. That's in good shape, too. All right. Nice.
Everybody, Calgary!
Ski for free and tow for dough. This is great.
That chicken started that society, by the way. I think it's sort of withered on the vine. Yes, the San Francisco Water Ski Lodge.
Very nice, very nice.
In the beginning.
But those are the only cards I've got. I don't have the Universal Life Church ordination. I did find the broadcast license.
Man, that's tough.
You're in the Heart Consciousness Church, huh?
That no longer exists, but I...
No, it still does, I believe.
It does?
Yeah. I get their newsletter, the Heart Consciousness Society, from Marvin. Although I've never been, I still get their publication.
Publicity.
I remember when we used to make songs like this, just right out the top of our heads. Of course, they had a lot of drug references back in the early days. But that's what sold the albums back then. The little kids, they would always like to listen. Here's where they talk about that. Like, there it goes, right here. And then they would Twitter and titter. Not Twitter, we didn't have Twitter back then, but they would titter. Twitter meant something else back then. It used to be a thing, and now it's a place.
Some weird Discordian ID here.
You've got a whole card. You've got all the cards except the most important card, Dr. Howell.
I know, and it's mortifying.
It is. It's so
mortifying.
Sad. You look like you're really, really important until you get to the end, and you don't have the one that's going to like bring all those others together and a... In a Frankenstein monster of membership cards that would get you into anywhere.
I don't
anything.
Know.
Anytime. You're at a concert, you want to go backstage. What card are you going to pull out? You don't have the one.
Let me through. I know the band.
Sure.
Sure, man. Do you have the card? Do you have your card? Let me see your card, sir.
Let me see your subgenius card, because that's the only one that's going to get you back.
Yeah, I don't care.
Playing cards is the devil's pastime.
Tell you how many times my subgenius card has gotten me backstage. Lounging and hanging out with the band and eating all their free food.
Wild women and playing cards.
Glomming all over their women.
Pack of cards is the devil's tool.
Man. The subgenius card has gotten me into more
in,
places.
Sir.
There
subgenius
you go,
card, yeah.
Playing the subgenius card again.
It's better than a race card or any other kind of card. It will, when you play this card,
oh, really
you, you can erase
open.
This
you
card.
You just join the show here, you just have to say stuff.
Join in, son.
Yeah, it's Oakland's only,
or
Berkeley's only free form, free consciousness, stream of consciousness.
Birthmark.
Take the callers at all odds. Radio show. So go, caller, go.
It's Chimprop in San Diego. Good morning.
Chimprop.
Reverend
Chimprop. How are you doing?
Oh, not too bad.
Did you ever think about changing your name to Chimprop?
Save the pygmy chimps.
Just for the heck of it. Just for a week. Just do it for a week, you know. Just freak them out for like a week.
Well, that would cause more trouble
Chimprop.
Than it's worth.
No, and then when they say, I thought your name was Chimstop, you could say, no, it's always been Chimstop.
And then you throw it all
just
away.
Do it for
is
a
that
week.
The idea of something useful to do?
Are you going to X-Day?
I say no.
Are you going to X-Day, Chimstop?
No. No, I've been.
I know not,
long.
Of course. Others.
Oh,
maybe.
Man.
Man.
I just started working 3 weeks ago.
But, yes,
okay.
Almost back to like being even.
The valley
being
of
even?
Serpent.
Even as in like.
Above water?
Yeah, above water.
Ah. At least your nostrils, right?
Yep. Upper lip.
Hope upper nostril. Lip and nostrils above water, man, you're
heaven.
Doing better than most.
Hallowed be thy name.
But the water is full of sharks.
Yeah, I like that, because you know what they found in those sharks coming from Mexico just yesterday?
They're full of toxins.
Like 50, well, sort of.
Toxins.
Cocaine.
Cocaine.
They fill the sharks up with cocaine and then send them
out. Make them lively.
Yesterday, a big bus.
No wonder they kick and
sharks.
Wriggle with such exuberance.
Were there dead sharks that a boat was carrying or something?
It was some kind of shipping up, yeah, up north, up here.
Yeah, beautiful shark skin suit.
The chimp stop go?
Oh, sharper than a serpent's tooth. Whoever thanked this child.
Yeah, it's like this is the part where
just the party show
where the collar kind of fades in and out a lot.
Can't you see our pearlescent party hat?
Oh yeah, coffee closed up a while back. KOFY Channel 20.
Plenty of chips and dip here though. Horace Doofers.
Wow,
there's some cocktail franks.
Dot com.
Other forms of currency.
So just to ease on the internet and
make yourself comfortable.
I'll bring it over.
Non-denominational.
They're all in drag on the cover, and then inside they said something about all the
banks. We've got room for all because it's a big thing.
So they must be copying the Swingin' Love Corps.
They probably are.
Yeah, just another one of those
pages. Another one of the Swingin' Love Corps' copy bands. Do you have that Swingin' Love Corps' copy band music that you have here? You should put some of that on.
That's the ultimate Swingin' Love Corps. How did it go this week?
Well, it seemed to go all right, I guess. The thing about it is I don't believe the...
You should
thing
make a copy of this. It's pretty
hideous. There's always something you can't.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Sometime bring these over and I'll dupe them.
I just can't. I'll make
digital copies I'll make a copy for you.
A few of these,
Still haven't read that Howl recently. That's the way the videos get posted. Or have the posted full Dr. Howl passed up and have a screen with a long distance.
You should do one of these Dr. Howl, like the first 20 years of the Dr. Howl show.
Who should do what? What are you talking about?
A retrospective,
about?
A narrated
retrospective
of the first 20 years of the Dr. Howl show. We should do the first 20 years of the Puzzling Evidence show.
I don't have that.
Narrated by William E. Zish.
I know, just totally
bummed out now. I'm going to go home early now.
Trying to find water.
When Dr. Howland...
Are you using a divining rod or something like that? Or
my eyeballs.
He was your eyeballs.
On a mission to buy a radio station.
So you see water, right?
See water.
You smell colors and taste danger?
Jet Engineering Corporation.
I smell work.
It's Mr. Amia.
I taste solution.
The audience really likes that response.
Company did buy
so let's tune up.
Aerojet and...
Okay, so which instrument are you going to play in this band, unholy
purchased
band of ours?
And had Bill Zish.
Have you chosen your instrument yet, Chim Stop?
That Dr. Duran used on Jane Fonda in that funny movie. What was it? Barbarella?
Oh, yeah. Duran used some kind of sexual device.
Yeah, it was like a sexual organ.
A sexual organ.
Yeah, it was the Orgasmatron.
Yeah, I like that. That's the organ music. I think it's a good idea. We need an organ player in the band. So we got an organ player and a drummer. Or an organ player and a... I think he should play that... that horn, that Clarabelle horn. The other caller. We'll play the Clarabelle horn. You'll play the... What was it you said you were going to play?
Das Flügelhorn.
The Flügelhorn?
Hello, boys and girls.
Ryback, the Sean.
Coffee on the way.
The Viola da Gamba.
This is a song about being happy.
That's right.
It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, well, okay.
Happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy. I think you guys have to
try. I don't have my happy helmet on.
New band.
Can't be happy without my happy helmet. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy. Okay.
It is controllable, but...
No, not that.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's 4:35 in the morning somewhere in the world, and you're full of happiness and joy. Let's try again. Just imagine you're Michael Pepe, and you're about to host the Ask Dr. Howl Show.
That could happen.
Could happen.
What?
It must happen. I seen it online.
Well, where did you see it?
In my mind, in my fantasy.
Oh, well, all right. If it is, then it must be.
It's going to happen in the universe next door.
Yeah, in Pete Goldie's universe.
In the year 2525.
Now, is Pete Goldie's universe...
If man is still alive.
...or is it a pocket universe?
Well, it's more like a vest pocket universe. You can take it out...
In the year 2525.
Decorative.
Yeah, in his mind.
A couple of tiny quasars.
Especially around... Around 11 o'clock on Wednesday night, he feels like an entire solar system himself.
And in fact, it is. That entire solar system is out of order and missing.
Oops.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we'll get it all straightened out by the commercial.
I went to bed, and there were no videos my prescriptions. And now I've got like 20 to look at. Or more.
Oh.
More?
Always a backlog. Even K-Rob posted something called Ask Dr. Hal Presents Radiosaurus Rampage.
Yes, there it is, right up on the screen. We just showed it at our show.
Ah, 13 hours ago.
Do you remember who did that song in the year 2525?
Ooh. Oh.
Zager and Evans.
Well, what do you know?
Definite one-hit wonders.
They tried to follow it up with another hit about the future, and that one was even more unsuccessful, or less than successful.
In the year 2525.
I always liked the song of the kid. So
if man is still alive.
The show just came. I Will Survive.
Well, I always thought if I could get hold of the...
At first I was afraid. I was petrified. I kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
But my favorite
is
by Lit. My own worst enemy. I just love the tape. The video tape is so good. Like 10, 12 years ago on some big show.
This is their only hit.
Their only hope.
And it was huge.
It was. Back in those golden record days.
That's as loud as it gets, though.
Yeah.
Well, the speakers.
We're on the show. Anyway. We have to have the feedback.
All right. Oh, yes, I understand.
In the year 25.
A lot.
Again, robot.
Here goes
robot.
The robot.
Robot.
More robots.
Rogue robot.
One of my robots has been misbehaving.
Well, as I said,
it's not doing its job, breaking down, crying, getting dirty. So I sent it to the robot bath again.
That's
and
a good
still
idea.
Come clean.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
No. Wait,
either
does its job tonight once it finishes.
That's a toughie.
If you can get through that successfully,
creep
what will
the
be the future of this robot?
Do not be struck.
Otherwise, I have to drive all the way up to Carlsbad, get into this room where it does its work, and see what's wrong with it physically. Driving.
You can't
Carlsbad.
Do that over the internet, huh?
Oh, actually, I'm doing most of the stuff over the internet, but if it's a physical thing, I got to be there in person.
You can't send an underling down there, some kind of some stooge. You don't have a stooge you can send down there.
Oh, call back there. I just saw your little arrow.
My nearest stooge is in Colorado.
It'd be so great if everybody had their own stooge.
He's more of a minion.
A minion would be all right, but. A stooge could still be a good guy. If he's a minion, then you're probably an evil overlord.
Yep, evil overlord of all computer networking.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Evil overlords are what have minions, but just a regular guy, just a Joe, an average Joe could have a stooge or a sidekick. A sidekick would be is like a stooge that's elevated up to almost peerage. Whereas,
well, one assumes the sidekick can also do the work of the stooge. The stooge has to anticipate and remember the routines.
Right.
The sidekick has to do that and other stuff.
The sidekick has to bring glory to the hero. That's his main job. Is he's got to always
maintaining
be like a mirror of reflection.
Nominally
comic, a glory reflector mirror.
Advisory presence.
For the hero. He's the one who brings magnanimity to the hero.
The wingman.
The wingman. He's the man that makes the hero as big as he is. If it wasn't for this, people always underrate the power and
that's the whole job.
And
like,
the job
Bill
of a
Cosby
sidekick.
And Artemis Gordon and all those guys.
Yeah, Bill Cosby. Everybody knows Artemis Gordon was Bill Cosby's sidekick, right? Is that right? No, that's
Artemis
not
Gordon
right.
Was Wild
of
Wild
course
West.
Not.
How did Bill
I'm
Cosby get Artemis Gordon?
They had the same job. And who else? Like, Yuri Kuryakin, you know, they are the side critics.
But Bill Cosby, as the sidekick to Robert Culp, he was almost a...
The thing that happens
he would have been
a
co-equal if he wasn't
become,
black.
They are sidekicks.
They really brought a lot of... you know, he was like one of the first black heroes on TV.
Right, and the sidekicks always surpass the hero guys. Because Robert Culp, Napoleon Solo, who cares, you know?
It's only Ilya Kuryakin, though, was
Scottish-Russian guy.
He was a Scottish-Russian white guy.
Yeah, but he was much cooler than Napoleon Solo. He seemed to be like an old teenage guy.
But not nearly as old as Mr. Waverly.
Cool and laid back as opposed to...
Mr. Waverly
intense,
was always
you know,
going to be Cosmo
always,
Topper to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. He's always... I kept waiting for the couple and the...
George and Marion Kirby.
Yeah, and their dog to show up.
Popping in, their dog Neil.
That would have been so cool. Like, if you could take it now and put it in the Man from U.N.C.L.E. open channel D.
Right.
They show up in the little special room there. I'm just...
But nobody's
nervous.
Entrance to their
I like,
to their
Ilya
secret
had a kind of nervousness
layer.
Around him in the same way that... Who? Bill Cosby was all Ilya Kuryakin.
I thought he was sort of like a coke
sort of
freak or
tenser.
Something.
You know, they were both trying to play tense, but Napoleon Solo's like your favorite uncle on liquor.
I'm trying to remember. I can almost remember the character.
Oh, I got to go to third period, you guys.
What was his character on the man, I Spy?
You don't remember.
I don't remember. I remember their name. I almost remember the character. I'll remember it in a second here.
I'm actually on.
Yeah. Okay, I'll tell you. One name was Michael Pepe.
No.
Yeah.
The other name was... I used to watch the show, and I used to love it because they would go to Hong Kong. That's just nearby. I was always sad, though. The Artemis Gordon never went beyond Wild Wild West, whereas Bill Cosby parlayed that into a huge career. Ilya Kuryakin never really took off after Man from U.N.C.L.E. He did crank out an album. I think somebody stole it from me years ago, but it had Satisfaction on it. He played French horn, and they got that guy into a studio, that poor guy, and they made him do an album of
Kelly
Satisfaction. I have a Telly Savalas album. I have a Bruce Willis album of them singing Wonderful Bad Things.
I love it, though. It's just,
me too. I love those and High school albums.
But do you have Zegger and Evans hit in the year 2525?
No, because once that thing is in your mind, you can never forget it. You don't really need to hear it. It's such a huge hit.
25.
And it's coming up soon. And if it weren't for the Mayan calendar, we would be here to enjoy 2525. But all shows stop on 2012.
According
to Justin Incredible.
Because of Futurama coming back, the delay is until 2012, the real life.
Yeah.
They're big fans of the show.
The real show.
There it comes.
Yeah, it's not typical for an artist to have a number one hit single and then never, ever have another chart single for the rest of their career.
One shot, one
but verse. That's one of the things that distinguished in the year 2525 from other one-hit wonders.
It wasn't on the air for 25
Zegger and
years.
Evans, this status twice.
Now is that first
they
one
became,
with a Z?
This hit came back more than once. Zager, Z-A-G-E-R.
And Evan.
They were to remain the only act to do this in both the U.S. and U.K. singles charts. Their follow-up single on RCA, Victor, Mr. Turnkey, a song about a rapist who nails his own wrist to the wall as punishment for his crime, failed to chart. I wonder why. In the year 25. Ah, yes, Zegger and Evans. What a legacy they have left.
They were
us.
There at the right time, and who is to say that their predictions so idly spun forth of a tissue of cucumbers and moonshine will not yet come to pass? When 2525 comes around, they or their shades may have the last laugh.
And remember, they progressed through the years at 10, at like 1,000-year intervals until finally they got to the year 10,000.
Yeah, that's confusing.
Know? Yeah, but I probably won't use the...
Now it's been 10,000 years. Shot. Man has cried a billion tears for what he never knew. Now man's reign is through. But through eternal night, the twinkling of starlight, so very far away, maybe it's only yesterday. That's so inspiring. I think that's something we can all take with us. Somewhere. At least maybe to the backyard, to the bathroom, to the basement. Or one of those other places in your home that you barely know. Or that you know well.
But how do you...
It matters not.
How well you know anyone.
Or anything. You know, but you never really know.
Another can be known to you, but you cannot necessarily know the other.
But you can go back to the place of your origin only once. And you've been there.
And I ain't going back no more.
But you can go to YouTube/Puzzling Evidence TV.
Yes, I can
see funny
stars.
You say, why does this man do this?
And they're done in 1966.
We don't get this call traced back, so I'm just going to pretend this little incident never happened. Yeah, well, you know, there were many songs that came out that were just right for the moment. And the Paola scandal may have had a little something to do with it.
Fun's better.
I like to think so.
They always have those. Oh, this is the original.
Is that on YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that one a minute ago, but it isn't very loud.
This is a different one. This is huge. I had the volume cranked all the way up, and it was like blasting.
So what do you think happened?
When man was still alive.
Yes.
This one's black and white.
There's another one in color on YouTube.
I saw that one too. With the kind of monolith behind them. This one has them on a black background.
Oh yeah, I see that one.
You do?
This is like what Zager and Evans are doing nowadays, right? They should have tried some of this a long time ago. It'd be real popular.
It's Dance Dance Revolution 3. It doesn't really faze me, although I'm not in shape enough to perform these antics with the movement.
Where was the shot?
In your mind.
Çok işime yarar. Allah'ım varan ne oldu bu defa? Devam ediyor bak oyunlarına. Uyutularımı, okularımı. Tutun sen o ayıplarını. Zaten ne kadar...
They're denied.
Your mind is not your mind.
No, your mind is not your mind.
Your mind is unzipped, relaxed, and floated down the stairs.
Görecek gününü. Arayıp soracak, tek tek bakacak. Evirip çevirip düşecek elime. Canını yakar.
What was that?
He's talking about the old days again.
Oh, the old
X days.
Yeah, the old X days. Those X days.
Although Ivan, you know, in that mix I made, I don't know how much you heard there. I made a 38-minute mix of I just got today your.
Yeah, he took your show and cut it all.
Hour of Slack 10:29.
Yeah, that's probably it. 10:79.
I took one of those and chopped it all up.
10:79.
Did all that. I'll send you a copy.
He did the May 22 show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes to do that to your show, too. He just cuts pieces of it. He cuts pieces, puts pieces back together, makes a Frankenstein out of it, stitches it together with a like fishing line. It is fishing line. It's monofilament. It's something you have to use for that.
I use it for all sorts.
It saves a lot of time, though. Going to a manufacturer, having specifications made,
and endless hours of all the.
You need to just grab something off the shelf, make it work for you. That's the whole idea of repurposing. You know, recycle, go green, be green. You gotta be green if you're not gonna go green. Then just paint yourself green. Just eat some greens.
Yes, and your forearms will grow larger than your upper arms.
That's kind of what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna eat greens every day. And when people ask me what I'm doing to go green, I'm gonna say I'm eating greens every day.
I eat them every day for all the good it does.
That's kale, man. That's a good one.
A lot of cabbage. But you know, folks, all good things have to come to an end, and that includes hosting callers on this program. We're going to have to let you fly off into the great abyss.
Really? We're going to fly into an abyss?
Well, they are going to be.
You didn't tell me that about signing up for this show, that I was going to have to fly into an abyss. Is that the bit you were talking about that we're not supposed to see?
The bit? No, we were talking about
the monsters
about the
looking up from below.
Not bit. Pit. B-I-T.
Bit, yeah. Bob Bit.
You're soaking in it.
Soaking in tradition. Subject of
it's that's the richest kind.
Possibly because of my earphone problem, I may not be able to hear the caller. The caller is on right now with an urgent message.
Yeah, but they each have their own frequency, so you should be able to discern the color based on the sound frequency change.
Well, yeah, we're starting landing now. Meditators.
Lord Vader, you may begin your landing.
Wait a minute, you're talking too fast. I'm not getting it.
When you get the X-Day, they got a little pamphlet.
No, she's talking so fast. I can't really.
I'm saying there's a little pamphlet that prints it all out.
Okay, can she just slow down a little bit? I'm trying to take notes.
No, that's all she knows how to do.
I don't even know where the punctuation goes in this thing.
Christ did ascend into the earth to bind now the very cause and core of rock music and of death and hell itself. For rock is the rhythm of death and hell, and without that rhythm, that death and hell cease to exist. Bind, therefore, the beast out of the mouth of the
tree. She's talking about binding the evil, the demons, local demons versus sky demons.
It's either a band or a motorcycle club, yeah.
Huh. A band, a motorcycle club, or a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. Check a box.
Check a box now. Check a box now.
Check a box now.
Picking up a box now. Check a box now. Picking up a box now. Check a box now.
So sad because they have to check a box now.
Now she's just going hamming.
She's being really serious.
Overcome by religious hysteria, Dr. Philo and rising to the seventh heaven, he became blessed with cosmic transcendence, one with every being, with every atom of matter in the visible universe, and all worlds and universes that lie beyond.
Oh, I think I see the end of the world.
Watch out, it's a giant meteor.
It's coming up. I see the explosion. I'm going to run ahead of the explosion, you guys.
We're trying to deflect its trajectory. And Dr. Drummond is not going.
His head's getting bigger.
Run, it's gonna blow.
Yeah, come on, guys, run ahead of the explosion the next day.
Oh,
next day happen, you guys?
Yeah, it's happened. Well, we're all again. We're out of here.
Is it over? No, it's over.
It's over. Show's over now.
Show's over? I still hear
the music. Yeah, I hear the music. I don't hear the music, but go, baby, go.
Yeah, I'll sing it.
But the show that refused to die, the one that forgot it was supposed to, was still on life support. Rejected the life support, just threw it off like so much Watson and Jetson, so much waste of effort. There it went. See, it's shucking it off like so much.
It looks like it's still playing.
It's crawling out of its skin, its husk, leaving it behind like some spore.
In your bright saucer ship.
Oh, yes, and don't forget that Magic Max is having a 75% off sale. Next week, we'll be talking about what are the problems with this consumer culture that we just can't seem to get ourselves out of. We've just got too much consuming going on out there. We got to figure out a way to cut back on the
consumer. Rumors of a consumer, but it's not one.
If you can take bigger bites,
bunch of them.
Take a bigger bite of a smaller apple, and you can be just as satisfied as a small bite on a big apple. You could be a big fish, and you could eat a big fish in a small pond.
Yeah,
and what's going to happen? You're going to get full faster, right?
And fill up the pond.
You'll be a full
and you're
going to
fill up the pond.
Figure.
That's the point.
That's that.
A bloated
pond. You fill up the pond too fast. What are we going to do at the buffet? Right?
I'm going to watch the next show at the buffet.
Yeah, I think the next show's coming on here.
On YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Even shows that we haven't done yet.
Everything's on YouTube.
Okay.
Everybody gets their show off YouTube. That's how it works.
The whole
yeah,
thing.
I can put my show on YouTube, and then later on I can just take it off YouTube.
There it goes.
You might think you could, but man, that's
there. I love that.
So if you keep going, you should go to... the internet.
Hey, you know, the host of the next Ask Dr. Hal is on the air right now.
Michael Pepe, is that here?
Dr. Hal.
Well, welcome.
Is he going to be there next week?
Yeah, he's
Michael
the host.
Michael Pepe?
Michael Pepe.
Host. Man, I'm going to be there.
We should all
I'm
going
to have to be there.
Stand up for him.
Yeah, we should, like, go nuts for him, even though it'll be, like, a really bad show. We should pretend like it's going to be good.
Come on, let's get
we're going to really pretend hard on that show.
Coming down to 30 seconds.
Funny stuff. But, you know, who knows? Chicken may cancel it and bring it back to his place.
Is that the real Michael Pepe or a recording?
No. This is Robert Levy playing Dr. Hal, playing Michael Pepe.
Amazing. The wonders of modern technology.
Yes. It's a facsimile of a simulacrum of fake.